Hi guys. This is Winnie 21. Welcome to HPR episode 304. February 27th, 2009. And today we're going to talk about ways to troubleshoot telephone lines and how to figure out when something may be wrong with your phone line and how the phone line, how your phone line interconnects with the global telephone network. So one thing you can do if you're having trouble having maybe some static in your line is to look where your, what is known as your network interface, where that's also, you know, that's also the jack where you actually plug your phones into. That's called a network interface. You might want to look in there, and what you'll see, is going to be usually four pairs of wires. The first pair will be a red and a green wire, which are your cables for the first telephone line in your house. And if you have more than one line, you'll have a yellow and black wire, and those will be for your second line, the second line in your house. So you'll probably want to check in there for any loose connections or bad wires or things of that nature that you want to look for. That'll help you determine whether or not you have a problem or the phone company has a problem, and you need to talk to your phone company and, you know, stuff like that. So another thing that could be that could be causing your problem would be if you give the actual cord from your phone to the jack is damaged, so maybe you want to replace that. Indeed be what's causing your problem. One never knows. Well, if you know how to troubleshoot, you should know. Best part. Also, your there's also the actual cable that runs along your street that can be damaged. That's not even your responsibility at all. That would be the phone company's responsibility to repair. Because there is what is known as a line of demarcation. That's a term that the FCC uses to distinguish, that's the term they use to distinguish the point. That's what they call the point where your responsibility for repairs begins if you go past that line. And, usually, it's what goes into your house. That's whatever goes into your house, like your whatever's inside your house is your responsibility. Anything outside your house is usually the telephone company's responsibility. As far as repairs and that sort of thing. Yeah, so that also your phone itself could be having a problem. Yeah, your maybe a circuit that could be damaged in your phone. You're using a digital phone. Some other connection that's damaged. Of an older electric type phone. So overall, that should tell you what to look for. What to look for as far as, you know, where your responsibility is as far as repairing telephone equipment and things of that nature. So. And also, what you can do if, almost forgot this, also what you can do if you need to test whether you, you know, whether all your connections are good is, you know, go get a cheap lineman's handset off of eBay and, you know, you can test that situation. So, yeah, overall, that should tell you how to fix most of the problems that would be occurring inside your house as far as telephone equipment goes. Like I said, anything outside of your house is the telephone company's responsibility as far as repair and service and whatnot. So if you checked all those things and you're still having problems, then the problem probably lies, for example, if you're not getting dial tone at all and you've checked everything inside your house, the problem probably is outside of your house on the pole. That would be the phone company's responsibility. So, yeah, so that should tell you, like I said, that should tell you all you need to know to troubleshoot most of the telephone equipment problems that you may be having. So, hope you enjoyed this. Hope you found this informative. And thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.